How has your practice of mindful smiling been coming along this week? Have you noticed some resistance to the challenge? Have you resisted the challenge of smiling when you were feeling down in the dumps? I have some additional incentives that I want to offer to you, especially to those of you who may find the challenge to smile as frequently as possible throughout the day to be somewhat of a problematic challenge. Research actually shows that smiling, and get this list, lowers blood pressure. It enhances the immune system. It also has a tendency to release natural painkillers, those wonderful endorphins in our bodies. And best of all, it's a natural antidepressant because it actually produces serotonin in the body. People live, as it turns out, about 7 years longer than people who do not have a habit of smiling throughout the day. It also turns out that people perceive individuals who tend to smile throughout the day to be younger and even more attractive. I like the younger part particularly well. The perception is also that people who smile are more successful and someone that they would like to get to know. That's a pretty huge list of advantages. Might I remind you, smiling costs nothing. No doctor is required. No visit to a healthcare professional is necessary. It's something you can do any time of the day, morning, afternoon, and evening. It's a gift that you can give to yourself. Yes, it does make other people feel better when they see us smiling and happy. It also enhances our own moods. And, best of all, it nurtures our body into being able to produce dopamine naturally. No prescription medication or supplement is required when we have that wonderful ability to smile our way throughout life. Robert Rogers, this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a delightful week, and may you celebrate how much better you are feeling this week because you are smiling. Good day.